So let's talk about oral sex. So a lot of times we have people who believe that oral sex is no good, but like I always said, to each his own, whatever works for you. The truth about it is everybody must have. You might want to try it out, right? Oral sex is fantastic. So oral sex has to do with blowjob or cunnilingus, whatever works for you. For blowjob, you have to first thing with blowjob is you have to learn to fall in love with the penis. Men, please help us try to be clean. When you pee, don't just shake your penis, clean yourself before blowjob, before sex. Please take your time to wash your penis. And to all the women, if you have a man who will not clean, who is dirty, auntie, see, sometimes you just have to be logical about things. Either both of you take a shower and tell him you want to bathe him, and you wash all the penis very well. Wash on that, we pull up the balls and wash it further down, right? If you do not want to do that, you might want to take ice cube. I'm giving you tips to make it creative, but yet you know what you're doing. You might want to put ice cube in your mouth. See, ice cube is used for two things, right? Ice cube is used for teasing during blowjob to make him not know if he's feeling it warm or he's feeling it cold. So for ice cube, you might hold it and rub it on his penis. As it melts, it washes out the penis, the dirt on the penis. Or you might put it to your mouth and suck it with the penis, letting the water wash off the dirt on the penis, right? Whatever works for you. So that's a way of cleaning the penis if you're not sure it's clean, just for your safety. This is not for the single ones only. If you like, go and put your mouth in penis that you don't know. You're on your own. Maybe you saw the guy whose picture went viral about him sucking a vagina and he had mouth thrush, or what they call it. Yeah, so that's it. So for blowjob, and women need to learn the skills, the art of giving blowjob. To all those who watch porn, please note I am not against porn, and I'm not for it, but all I'm gonna say is porn will not teach you the techniques of what real sex is. Porn will only show you the angle at which the camera is and what you see. If you keep doing what you see, you're on your own, because what you watch in porn might not be what your spouse wants or how your spouse wants to be sucked. So like I said, when you know your body, it's easier for you to communicate. In sex, you have to learn to speak up. You have to learn to show. You have to learn to do the movement. You have to learn to make a sound. You have to learn to be wet. You have to learn to, you know, I always say sex is clean yet dirty, right? So in sex, you want to be neat, but you have to learn to be nasty. You have to learn to use your spit. You have to learn to use a lubricant. Even if you're going to give a blowjob, number one thing, you must learn to lick your lips. There are ways of giving blowjob. I'm not going to give you all the tips because I've got a blowjob class. So if you want to learn how to give good blowjob, you have to learn. So for all of you who give blowjob and start from the crown, just as you watch in the in some porn, please note you are only deceiving yourselves. You are doing the wrong thing. Yes, and you're hearing it from Soul Spice today. So if you start giving blowjob from the head and you're sucking the head, the man's and the crown of the man's penis, I pity you. So for cunnilingus, how do you give it? A lot of time men focus on the clitoris, but please know clitoris is not, it's just the powerhouse. It's not where the pleasure is. You have to learn to focus more on the labia, you know, the labia majora that covers the clitoria hood. You have to learn to, you know, focus on the ass, the other part of the vulva. Remember I said the clitoris is not just the little tiny tub you see, it goes down all around the vulva. So if when you suck on other parts of it, you're still touching the clitoris, right? For some women who would say, oh, I don't feel anything, so surprised, my clitoris, I can never get, I don't have an orgasm, my husband has tried it, I've tried everything. Auntie, you have never tried it, you have not tried it until you try it all. So if I ask you, what turns you, for some people their muscles are asleep, their muscles are not working, not because it's not, but because for some people, especially those who are circumcised, right, the muscle has been there for a number of years, it's not been used, you know. So what happens, it relaxes. So sometimes you have to spark it up, right? And this is where sex toy comes in. Now please note, sex, I'm not saying dildo, especially for the married people. No, I'm a married woman with only God knows how many sex toys. Now, what sex toys does is to help add adventure into your sex life. Now, when I say sex, there are different types of toys. We have the bullet. Bullet is very small, vibrating device that you can either put on the clitoris, on the nipple, or to just stimulate your spouse's body. Bullet does not go into any vagina or into any penis or into any asshole. Bullet has nothing to do with penetration. So don't think, oh, your spouse will, the bullet will, nobody is taking your space as a man. Men should stop feeling I don't know whether however you feel, but nothing is taking your space. We have the soccer are used for women who probably must have been circumcised and can't seem to get an orgasm. They think it's circumcision. No, circumcision has nothing to do with it. It's just like they only cut out part of your branches of your tree, which is a clitoris, but not cut down the tree, right? So you see, you can still get an orgasm. So you might want to either get a bullet, or you might want to get your spouse a soccer to help start up the vagina, right? To help her start up the clitoris, and so she can get into the mood, get wet, and get an orgasm. For some people, there's something we call anorgasmia. For some people, it's just because it could be a psychological, it could be a physical thing. If they might have been raped before, they might not like sex because it brings back it triggers certain memory in them, and so that might make it very very almost impossible for them to get an orgasm. For some people, it's a psychological effect of what they've been told oral sex is, or what sex really is. You know, for some people, they just can't seem to get an orgasm with their husband because they're mentally not into what they're doing with the man. Probably the man is not sucking them the way they want to, or then this is why we say don't have sex before marriage. When you do before marriage, see, you now start to compare your ex, especially if your ex is better. And most times, see, I can tell you, 85% of the time, the ex is usually better than the spouse they are married to. And so a lot of people have to think about their spouse to have sex. I don't know how you people do it though, but the truth about it is because you put your fantasy on a very high level. You think of a very high fantasy that you know your spouse can't give to you, and that's where the problem comes. So that's all you need to know about blowjob and cunnilingus. It's fantastic. Women, please clean up, wash off even before you have sex. Take a pee. Orgasms, squirting, yes, they come, they're fantastic, but that is not the end game of sex. Sex is play. You can have a fantastic sex without an orgasm. You don't have to have an orgasm for every sex. If you're looking for orgasm for every sex, you're not ready for real sex.